This is a reading of the document titled The Constitution of 1824 versus San Jacinto Resolutions, comparing the claims of the Texians against the Mexican Constitution of 1824. It is an individual activity and is part of the Big Picture lesson in the Texas Revolution Unit and was produced by Texas History for Teachers. This activity has three sections. They are instructions, background information, and analysis questions. There are seven total analysis questions for you to complete. Instructions. Listen to the background information and analyze the various articles of the Mexican Constitution. Afterwards, answer the document analysis questions. Background information. After Mexico defeated Spain in the Mexican War for Independence, they established a new government and a new set of laws known as the Federal Constitution of the United Mexican States, more commonly referred to as the Constitution of 1824. Early Anglo-American colonists settled in Texas under the newly established laws of the Republic of Mexico. However, the laws changed rapidly over the span of about 10 years and resulted in major conflict between two main groups. Government officials, who wanted all the power in the central government, known as centralists, and government officials, including the Texians, who wanted the power to remain divided between states or provinces, known as the Federalists. On August 8, 1825, a group of Texians in San Jacinto met together to document the changes in the Mexican government. During their meeting, they wrote a letter of warning to all Texans titled San Jacinto Resolutions and published it in the Texas Republican. This was the local newspaper, and this was the most modern form of media during that time. With this information in mind, compare and contrast the select articles of the Mexican Constitution, labeled Document A, to the claims Texans made against the Mexican government in the San Jacinto Resolutions, which is labeled as Document B. Document A, the Mexican Constitution of 1824. The Mexican Constitution, Article 1, established Mexico as a free nation. It says, quote, "The Mexican nation is forever free and independent of the Spanish government and of every other power," end quote. The Mexican Constitution, Article 2, established provinces or state borders within Mexico in order to establish federalism or shared powers among the states. It says, quote, "Its territory comprehends the former viceroyalty of New Spain, the Captain Generalship of Yucatan, the former commandancies of the internal provinces of the East and West and Upper and Lower California, with the lands annexed and the adjacent islands in both oceans. A constitutional law will be made for designating the boundaries of the Federation as soon as circumstances will permit," end quote. The Mexican Constitution, Article 3, established Catholicism as the official religion of Mexico. It says, quote, "The religion of the Mexican nation shall perpetually remain the Roman Catholic and Apostolic. The nation protects it by wise and just laws and prohibits the exercise of any other," end quote. The Mexican Constitution, Article 4, 1, established a democratic form of government giving power to the people through voting rights, 2, divided power among the state and national government. It says, quote, "The Mexican nation adopts for the form of its government a popular representative and federal republic," end quote. The Mexican Constitution, Article 6, created a checks and balances system. It says, quote, "The supreme power of the Federation, as to its exercise, is divided into the legislative, executive, and judicial powers," end quote. Document B, San Jacinto Resolutions, August 8, 1835. San Jacinto Resolution Section 1 says, quote, whereas we have heard with profound regret that the Federal Republican Government of Mexico has been violently dissolved, that the constitutions of the several free and independent states composing that confederation have been declared abrogate and void, that the late President of the Republic, General Santa Anna, has been invested with extraordinary dictatorial powers, and a central consolidated government has been established at the City of Mexico, that the civil militia of the nation has been disarmed and disbanded, that some of our sister states have been invaded by a military force and the blood of their citizens profusely shed to coerce them into submission to the new administration, and that a similar invasion is contemplated and is now in preparation to be made upon Texas. Therefore, the citizens of the precinct of San Jacinto assembled to deliberate upon the solemn crisis in our public affairs have adopted the following resolutions as indicative of our views and feelings, and we do earnestly recommend the mature consideration of the same subject to our fellow citizens of Texas generally. End quote. San Jacinto Resolution Section 2, quote, resolved that the original, proper, and legitimate objects of government are the convenience, the happiness, and the prosperity of the people, that the dissolution of the government is virtually a dissolution of the political union. End quote. San Jacinto Resolution Section 3, quote, resolved that confiding in the correctness of the information we have received from various quarters, we consider the Federal Republican Government of the United Mexican States as subverted, dissolved, annihilated, and that the allegiance of every citizen to that government is necessarily absolved and of no more political or moral obligation. End quote. San Jacinto Resolution Section 4, quote, resolved that in these painful and embarrassing circumstances, it becomes the duty of every citizen to deliberate calmly, dispassionately, and with a full knowledge of facts, and to scrutinize with a zealous caution the present condition and the prospective well-being of Texas before he resolved to precipitate himself and his country in all the multiplied and tremendous horrors of a civil war. End quote. Analysis questions. Here are the questions for this activity. If you are providing written answers to them, remember to provide your teacher with your name, class or period, and the date. I will read each question two times. Question 1. Based on the information in Document A, the Mexican Constitution of 1824, which article gave states power? Support your answer with text evidence. Reading question 1. Based on the information in Document A, the Mexican Constitution of 1824, which article gave states power? Support your answer with text evidence. Question 2. Compare the form of government outlined by the articles in Document A, the Mexican Constitution of 1824, to the United States government. Provide two examples, one similarity and one difference. Repeating question 2. Compare the form of government outlined in the articles in Document A, the Mexican Constitution of 1824, to the United States government. Provide two examples, one similarity and one difference. Question 3. In your opinion, do you think Anglo-American colonists liked or disliked the similarities between the American government and the Mexican government? Explain your answer. Repeating question 3. In your opinion, do you think Anglo-American colonists liked or disliked the similarities between the American government and the Mexican government? Explain your answer. Question 4. Using the information from Section 1 in Document B, San Jacinto Resolutions, answer the following questions. The Texians state that the Federal Republican Government of Mexico has been violently dissolved. What other evidence from Section 1 supports that statement? Repeating question 4. Using the information from Section 1 in Document B, San Jacinto Resolutions, answer the following question. The Texians state that the Federal Republican Government of Mexico has been violently dissolved. What other evidence from Section 1 supports that statement? Question 5. Compare the following two excerpts and answer the question that follows. Document A, the Mexican Constitution, Article 4. 1. Established a democratic form of government, giving power to the people through voting rights. 2. Divided power among the states and the national government. The Mexican nation adopts, for the form of its government, a popular, representative, and federal republic. Document B, the San Jacinto Resolutions. The late President of the Republic, General Santa Anna, has been invested with extraordinary dictatorial powers, and a central, consolidated government has been established. Based on the claim in Document B, the San Jacinto Resolutions, is Santa Anna following the laws of the Constitution from Article 4 in Document A, the Mexican Constitution? Why or why not? Repeating question 5. Based on the claim in Document B, the San Jacinto Resolutions, is Santa Anna following the laws of the Constitution from Article 4 in Document A, the Mexican Constitution? Why or why not? Question 6. In Document B, Section 4, the writers of the San Jacinto Resolutions charge every citizen of Texas with duties. In your opinion, which of the duties listed is most important? Explain your reasoning. Repeating question 6. In Document B, Section 4, the writers of the San Jacinto Resolutions charge every citizen of Texas with duties. In your opinion, which of the duties listed is most important? Explain your reasoning. Question 7. In your opinion, were the Texian claims in the San Jacinto Resolutions against the Mexican government justified? Explain your reasoning. Repeating question 7. In your opinion, were the Texian claims in the San Jacinto Resolutions against the Mexican government justified? Explain your reasoning. This concludes the activity, The Constitution of 1824 versus San Jacinto Resolutions.